following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
The following production of the Bang Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Bang Radio.
Oh, it's wonderful!
I'm excited to knock somebody the hell out.
We're not gladiators. This isn't the Roman Colosseum.
Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
Oh, Belvedere, come here, boy.
Next time, we're just watching the Super Bowl. That's all we're going to watch, the Super Bowl.
Who's going to the Super Bowl?
I told you. I told your Trump ass.
You better believe that.
Wait a minute.
He's running the
You're
wrong
going the
way.
Wrong way. Holy moly.
And now, here's John and Tom.
Here's Ponder out of the shotgun. Final play in the game, and he is sacked. The Minnesota Vikings have fallen to 0-3 following a four-point loss to the Cleveland Browns.
The first victory of the 2013 season had some flair to it. Panthers 38 and the Giants nothing.
The Ravens will go to 2-1 as they handle the Houston Texans this afternoon in week 3, 30-9.
Final score on the Indianapolis Colts 27 and the San Francisco 49ers 7.
Black and fake, wow. Flip it over, Deion Sims, touchdown!
What happened?
The Dolphins have taken the lead in this game!
Ryan, back to throw.
The pick off!
Intercepted by Jimmy Wilson.
That's going to do it! Oh, what a comeback! Unbelievable!
Man, a lot of upsets, John. A lot of upsets.
The Raiders scored 3 touchdowns on the Broncos. I was surprised. I think that the Jaguars put up almost 20 points, didn't they?
Surprise. On Seattle, yeah, that was because they had given up 7-3. And then the Jaguars, and don't look now, but next week, guess who the Jags get back? Right.
Yeah, good, because I'm tired of sucking on pee with Henny. That's true. I'll tell you what, man. You know what? That's the only time you're ever going to see a team in the NFL get blown out by 28, and we're going to talk something positive about them right off the bat.
Suck on my dear.
They got beat by the biggest spread that was ever put on an NFL football game, and they gave it up.
What is going on? I'm Tom. He's John.
What's up, guys? It's John Tilliard here, and you are listening to Bang Radio Hour number 227. You know, people use the word offended way too loosely nowadays.
I agree.
So here's an idea. How about we make the word offended offensive? You know, maybe we could just start referring to it as the O word. And if anybody actually has the nerve to use it, hopefully there'll be a drunk girl nearby going, ah, he said offended.
The O word.
The O word. I like it. I like it a lot. The O word.
The O word. We'll make that the bad word.
Oh, yeah, yeah, man. The O word, I think, is a good idea. I think we should do our best to try to catch it on. And I think John's got to do a bit better at being a drunk girl. I don't think he can pull it off.
He said offensive.
He said nigger.
That doesn't get old.
Now play the girl for contrast.
He said nigger.
Nobody can mistake John for her.
Nowhere near each other.
Yeah. All right, so there's Mr. Tilliard from the north of England giving us our send-off for the show once again, and we are off and running.
Coming up, Stephen A. is not happy, John. Not happy.
Again?
Nope.
This dude needs some freaking Xanax or something.
We got media words. We've got paid player in college. Can you imagine?
Really? Now, see, there goes all of my dreams, Tom. I am now completely, I'm completely empty. There's nothing left for me to believe in anymore.
Ray Lewis is going to preach, and it's got nothing to do with this story about Jacoby Jones. Get ready for WBRH News coming up.
Coming up on WBRH, your news leader.
first, I got to say, great win by the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, I thought for sure, you know, when I was watching that, and I didn't really watch it. I was watching the scores as it was going by, and as I saw the Packers just totally go, you know, blow by them.
Right.
I thought, there's no way they're going to collect anything back from that. You know, they're done. They're going to be cooked.
They got up 14-0, and I'm like, wow, look at the Bengals go, and then all of a sudden, 30 unanswered points by the Packers, and you thought, okay, there was a, they slipped up in the beginning, but here they come. And then all of a sudden, back come the Bengals, and then it was capped off by this.
Rodgers has it. Gives to Franklin.
He got it.
The ball is out. The Bengals have scooped it up. Terry Stillman running back to the 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown. Will it stand? Terry Stillman takes it back. Nearly 70 yards.
Okay, John, I've been doing radio for a long time.
Right.
And I didn't know that I could get paid good money to do NFL games on the radio, and all I had to do was go, yeah, 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 woohoo, yeah, yeah.
And there ain't no flags on the field.
Oh, my God, really?
You're supposed to be somewhat a little bit objective, you know, about what's going on the field. But you know what? I like it because I don't like that they have to be objective, unless you're a national audience, you know, a national telecast.
No, and I understand that, but there's, come on. That's it.
Yeah, like, I know.
Yeah, geez, imagine.
You're in the car and the radio. You're trying to figure out what the hell's going on. What's going on? I don't know. A bunch of woo. It's got to be good.
Right. You know, the guy, you know, doing the play-by-play, he's trying to call the play. And this other guy, I guess he's the color analyst, and that's it. That's your color. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Balls out. Balls out. Balls out. Balls out. He's probably hanging out the window. Hey, balls on the ground. Peter, Peter, Peter. Yeah! Balls out! We had some high school announcer that went all ape shit like that one time before. Who does color on the Bengals? That's the Bengals, I'm assuming.
Yes, that's the Bengals radio network. I don't know. I don't know.
Through the power of the internet.
Right. Anyway.
Yeah, do you want to bet on who it might be? Who's a popular ex-Bengal?
I don't know.
Well, you know, I can't find it.
Who cares? let's move on to Stephen A.
All right, that's much more fun. That's Jimmy Crum.
The shellacking of the New York football Giants.
Okay, I'll always talk about that.
Right.
Always will I talk about the shellacking of the New York Giants. You could call it the glazing of the New York Giants, like as in, you know, what happens to Bernie Kosar's daughter at the end of the picture. You could say that that's what the Panthers did to Eli Manning.
Hang down your head, Tom. Hang down your head and cry.
I love that we play this every week.
Hang down your head, Tom. Dooley, oh boy, you're bound to die.
And you could have played it just about every possession.
Absolutely. Dude, the New York Jets had way more many penalty yards in a victory than the Giants had total yards all day.
Oh, my God. My son in our fantasy league, he's like, I'm sitting Andrew Luck this week, and I'm playing Eli Manning. They're going against the Panthers.
You need to take that boy out behind the woodshed.
Ooh, that was not good. I think he got like 7. That was ridiculous.
I'll be honest with you. If my son does something like that, we're off to the, you know, to the clinic to get some DNA tests done.
Yeah, he said to me, he said, I didn't want to start Andrew Luck in San Francisco. And I said, well, yeah, I understand that, but I wouldn't have Eli Manning on my roster. So.
Well, yeah, there is that. But, you know, then again, Andrew Luck whooped the shit out of the San Francisco 49ers with Colin Kaepernick, who, I saw that picture of him today on the internet with his Dolphins hat. So I guess he really isn't too upset. They're 3-0.
Well, Stephen A. is very upset about the New York Giants. Here he is on First Take on ESPN2 talking to Skip Bayless.
Skip Bayless. I'm supposed to keep my cool on national television.
No,
I'm so ticked off right now. I don't even. Yeah. Let me say this.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Tom. Hold on. Just hang on. We aren't even 30 seconds into this. And is Skip behind him like the old black ladies in the church? Uh-huh. You know it. He's, you know, Skip's rocking back and forth with the fan. You tell him, Steve, when they listen to him, play it again.
Yeah.
He is. He's in the church. You give it, Stephen A.
It was one of the most hideous performances I have ever seen.
Hallelujah.
It made me ashamed.
You mean ever? Besides the Giants, like
ah, the Giants. The Giants. Skip. 4 times in the first 10 plays, Eli Manning was sacked.
Right.
6 times in the first 17 minutes. They got some dude, some left tackle, Will Beattie. I mean, look, just go away. Just go away. Take the week off. Go see your mama. Go talk to your family. Do something.
Yep.
This was just a disgraceful performance, okay? Your running game, David Wilson, I'm done with him.
You're done with him?
Look. The dude is small.
Yes.
I mean, these dudes were so god awful. Never in my wildest dreams. Uh-huh. Did I expect him to be this bad?
Pass the plate. Pass that plate.
Play that part where he's doing that. Oh, that's what it sounded like when Cam Newton was standing in front of Eli Manning doing his thing.
Ah! The Giants! the Giants did the...
Right there.
Skip.
You better hang down your head, Tom Dooley. You might get it in your eye.
Oh, now Stephen A's going to get on it with his family here.
I don't know why I did this. You know what? I'm a cruel person, Skip. Mm-hmm. I'm a cruel person because I talked to you about the family. I talked to you about my sister, Carmen. Forget Carmen. The biggest Giants fan in my family is my sister, Linda, my older sister, Linda. I went there to see her last night to give her condolences. She's like, oh, Lord, she wanted to throw up. It was just that bad, Skip. We are not accustomed to seeing this level of ineptitude from the New York Giants.
Right. Carmen.
Isn't it
I
great?
Had to drive over immediately to console her. I hopped right in my car, Skip. I got in my car and I drove over the bridge to console Carmen. On a Sunday night. Just horrible. She is the biggest Giants fan in my family. She's like 620 pounds.
Oh, that's great. That is great.
Yeah, man. It's fabulous. You could probably scrape Cam Newton's junk off of his face with a credit card. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley.
Oh, and then there was, you know, poor Tom Coughlin, and I felt bad for the guy.
I'm looking at Tom Coughlin, and all I could think about was sympathy. Mm-hmm. Poor man, God bless him and his family. Your brother just passed away a few days ago. You show up to work anyway, mm-hmm. trying to do your job, only to be subjected to this horrendous performance. I don't know what else to say. I mean, they got beat down, bum rushed, stomped on, and straight out punked by the Carolina Panthers for the second year in a row. It's just horrible. Mm-hmm. Just horrible.
Oh, man.
Horrible.
I didn't know that. I did not. I had not heard that Tom Coughlin's brother had passed away earlier in the week.
He died in a car accident, so it was pretty tragic.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he's pretty tragic. But, you know, just to bring that up real quick, I was involved in a discussion on the internet in which I once again paved my way to hell quite quickly because some guy asked whether it was in poor taste to make fun of a Giants fan who claimed that they would win because of that, they would play just stronger for his brother like they played when Wellington Mara died and they destroyed the Redskins.
Right.
Well, when they got crushed 38-0, the dude made a joke and the guy got all upset about it. And me, frankly, I think people get way out of control when it comes to dead people that they've never met. Right? They get all bent out of shape about it. So I said, you know what? You should go push his buttons. Tell him that the guy's better off having died before he could have lived through the weekend to see that game. So I put a gold brick right in my sidewalk to hell.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know what? Speaking of getting killed, the Redskins lose at home to the Lions.
Yeah.
For the first time since, like, Eisenhower was here. But I hate Ed Hockley, and he didn't cost us the game. I hate Ed Hockley because no matter what freaking game you watch that Ed Hockley is in, all you see is Ed fucking Hockley.
Yeah, and who won between Atlanta and Miami?
No, sir. So, dude, are the Dolphins real?
I don't know. I don't know, but I'm looking forward to seeing them play New England.
That's what I want to see. I want to see them play that, because I'll tell you what, if they are strong enough to go in and smack my Super Bowl winning team right there, and New England's not really on the strong side until this week, and they went out and smacked somebody really hard.
Oh, yeah, Tampa Bay. Hell, the Jets beat Tampa Bay.
Dude, everybody on television was picking Tampa Bay. Michael Irvin picked Tampa Bay.
Uh-huh.
He picked... You mean that? Yeah, they smacked Tampa Bay.
The punditiots?
Yeah. It looks to me like the field might be leveling a little bit here with the Dolphins.
Well, I will say Chris Mortensen said in July, he said that the Dolphins would challenge the Patriots for the division this year.
Hey, Fred. The Dolphins, they look pretty good this year. What do you think? Frickin' Mortensen, while he's running to work in Fred's car.
Right.
Hey, what are you thinking of Dolphins there, Fred?
All right, so let's see. You remember this from, I guess it was 2 weeks ago, Kurt Menefee.
That situation, right. They knew when they came, he and Reggie McKenzie, that it was going to be 3 years before they got out of salary cap. Heck. Because right now...
It's your language.
Dude, you should have told me you were going to play that. My kids were in a room.
Salary cap. Heck.
Right.
What did he say? My goodness, I'm trying to watch these men in their skin-tight pants. You know, you can see the jock straps through the black ones. And God dang it, he's got to go spilling that filth all over the airwaves. Let me send a goddamned email right now.
Well, we had another instance of that with Dick Stockton, and this was the Lions-Redskins game.
That's right. You'd think somebody with a fine, upstanding name like Dick would have more sense than to have such a potty mouth.
Right. Well, Dick made a comment because they kept throwing that ball to Calvin Johnson, so he had this to say.
Rondy, it looked like we are going to go to Calvin Johnson come heck or high water.
No, I'm telling you. Beginning of the show, we talked about look for a big dose of Calvin Johnson, and we've seen that
really?
Today.
Really?
It's terrible that the children have to be subjected to this sort of language on my family television.
Come heck or high water.
I'm telling you. What is this shit anyway?
Salary cap.
Yeah.
Heck.
Oh, heck. Heck. You know, dude, I don't want Dick Stockton sitting in the booth going, well, what do you think, Rondé? He knocked the shit out of him, didn't he? I don't
right,
want him doing
right,
that.
No, right.
But, you know,
you can't say come like hell or high water. Guy. Come hell or high water has been around right. forever, and everybody knows the phrase, and nobody's going to be offended by it. You know, Al Michaels would really upset them because he'll say cock.
Cock.
Dan Marino.
Pecker.
Yeah, yep. You know, I mean, they'll.
Right. These guys are goddamn
filthy, Tom. I'm telling you, I'm going to write my congressman.
But don't let Mike Francesa on there because this guy, well, listen to this. He's talking about what the Patriots have, just basically saying that they're only winning with a couple players.
Yeah. Well, fucking Brady, that's it, on the whole team. And they still win all the time in the regular season.
The first one you said?
Will Fulk and Brady.
All
that's
right.
it. That's
it. I love how the guy made him say it twice.
I know.
Will Fulk and Brady.
Yeah. So look, I guess what is it, man? You know what? If I go on TV or on the radio and I say fuck, oh fuck, oh god, I am busted and oh, I've got to pay fines and I'm fired and everything's wrong, right? But if I have an accent like this and I say Will Fork that he can't say and he says Will Fuck.
Well, fucking Brady.
Fucking Brady. What the fucking cojones on this fucking guy? Fucking Brady. Hey. Francesa. Fucking Brady.
He's a palooka.
Right.
And we'll be right back on the Paulie Walnut Show in a fucking minute.
Well, fucking Brady.
That's great.
Yeah, but, you know, Dick Stockton with his heck, that's just... And then there's that. You know why that's such a truncated piece? Because I turned on the radio, and that was right what happened when I turned on the radio. It's the first thing I heard was Will fucking Brady. I said, oh, that's cool.
Let's see what else happened. Well, the Saints are 3-0. No surprise.
Yeah, somehow. Look, Drew Brees has to snap out of it, dude. My fantasy team needs his.
Oh, come on. He put up huge numbers.
Oh, he always puts up huge numbers, but they're tiny, huge numbers. I need massive numbers.
Oh, my God. What, do you want him to throw seven touchdowns? Who do you think he is, Peyton Manning?
It's fantasy football, I'll remind you. Yes, I want him to throw 10 touchdowns every goddamn week and dress like a princess.
Dallas smacked the Rams. Nothing to talk about there. They're all alone in the NFC East in first place.
Skeeter Millett's super pick was 100% dead on, though, if I recall. He called DeMarco Murray was going to be the pick of the week. No, Romo was last week.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And boy, oh, yeah, Murray. I had Murray. Murray went off for me. That was great.
Me too. I snuck right back up to the top of the second page on the Gridiron Challenge. Woo, I'm making my break soon.
Yeah, I think I'm in fourth place in the Gridiron Challenge.
You got Manning. Right?
Oh, the Browns. How about the Browns, man? That was unbelievable.
Dude, they're getting rid of everybody, and now they're going to win.
I mean, they bring in Hoyer, and, you know, I guess that doesn't surprise me as well as he played. What surprises me is why hasn't he been playing? Because this is a guy who spent time in New England with Belichick and Tom Brady, you know. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that I'm not surprised he played well. But it was how the rest of the team played, man. I mean, they played very, very good football. They got to cut back those turnovers. They got a football team. Josh Gordon is a friggin' stud. Jordan Cameron's a friggin' stud. If Hoyer can keep throwing these guys the ball, they can do some damage.
Everybody on the team in the locker room, after they saw what happened to Trent Richardson, said, "Hey, man, if we look good out there, they might trade us next. I might get the fuck out of here. Hot damn." You know, it's like they see the prison door just opened up a little crack. So that's why they're playing hard.
Mike Holmgren, he said if he'd been the coach, well, here, listen, if he'd have been the coach, this is what he said.
If I was the coach and someone came in anywhere and did that, said, "We're going to do this."
Your response would be what?
That I'd say, "Okay, fire me, or I'm going to quit, or we're going to both go into the owner,
right,
and talk about this, and then we'll see who's still standing."
Look, if I'm not mistaken, part of what the Browns' problem is Mike Holmgren's fault, right?
Well, I don't know. He left, and then they're still, you know, I mean, they couldn't score friggin' anything until this past weekend. And, you know, I don't know, man. That was just, I just never thought they would play that way. You know, of course, the punditiots on TV didn't either. They were like, "Well, this is just going to deflate the team. They're not going to, they know this is bad. They're not going to feel like playing," but that's not what I saw.
They just got motivated. I'm telling you, they got motivated to get out. It's like the puppies in the window. As soon as you tap on the glass, they all sit up. "Oh, hell yeah, please, take me home, take me home." All right, that's what happened. They saw Richardson get out. They saw him get picked up and purchased at the freaking pet store window.
You know, as a Browns fan, though, I'd still be pissed. Do you know how many people own Trent Richardson jerseys, Browns jerseys? And, I mean, people who bought the authentic ones that were like $250 last year and... You know, what does it mean now? It's worthless. I saw an article online. You know how people wrap their trucks or they wrap buses, you know, they put the, have them wrapped in these wraps.
Right, right.
Somebody had a bus all wrapped in Browns in Trent Richardson stuff. They're Browns fans. And I'm like, look, oh my, how much did they spend to have that done? And he's gone.
Have you ever been driving down the road and seen a bird that has been run over?
Yes, you're talking about road pizza.
Right, a bird though, not just like a raccoon or something. I'm talking about a bird, a thing that can get up in the sky and fly away.
Okay.
You ever seen a bird that gets run over? All right, that is a bird that nature goes, "You are too dumb." So I don't say anything when people buy their friggin', you know, authentic Browns jerseys in anybody's name, because they are the Browns and you should expect everything to go wrong.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, my front window at my home. At a certain time of the evening, the way the sun reflects off of it, if you're standing out in front looking at it, it looks like it's a complete reflection. You know what I mean? Behind. So it just kind of looks like the sky and the trees and everything just kind of continue. Like there's really no window there. And there's been a couple different times where a bird has just flown straight into it and dropped dead.
Tom lives in a James Bond villain house.
What are you talking about?
It's invisible to the rest of the world.
No, I'm saying the bird thinks that it's just, you know, that it's sky, that it's open.
I can see how you can bring this about with Browns fans. Exactly.
Right,
you
know, that's what I'm talking about.
They put that jersey up and they fly right into it. Bam.
The bird was too dumb to know the difference.
Right, it flew right into it.
So, well, no, see, I don't think that's any different because, see, a bird flying into a window with a reflection thinks that it's on the other side is where he's going. But a bird that's sitting there in the road looking at the truck bear down on him going, hey, well, what the hell's that? That's a bit different. And that's a brown.
I should fly away now. Just sit here.
Now, this is the kind of analysis you won't find anywhere else. I'm telling you what, you're not getting this on ESPN.
I am an analyst, and my job is to analyze football and make comments.
Oh, my God. Oh, hell. But, yeah, man, they saw the way out. And, you know, for Michael Lombardi, if you're a Browns fan, Michael Lombardi did the first smart thing that any Browns GM has done since, like, 1980, and that is they have come in and they're getting rid of 75% of who is there because that is why the job was open in the first place. The fucking team stinks. No, not yet. Oh, I bet that dude's not going pumpkin picking. The freaking Kansas City Chiefs have as many wins as the entire NFC East.
I could have gone pumpkin picking.
No, he's not.
Oh, hell. At all. At all.
All right, somebody keep Tom away from the toys.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Oh, okay, here's something else. There's a guy on YouTube, it's called Angry Browns Fan. Have you seen this guy?
No, I have not.
You can.
This is not a field trip, is it?
No. I'm going to play the audio. You send him Angry Browns tweets, and he just does like these 1 minute YouTube videos where he reads them.
All right, cool.
All right,
that's good because I need somebody to read tweets to me. I can't understand that friggin' language.
Well, so he's going to do these, but it's. He's got a little jingle that plays at the end that he had made.
Great. I love jingles.
Well, let me tell you something. I think this just might be worse than... Nah, it's not worse than that.
Blaine is a real American. Damn straight the Jaguars are going to win.
You know, it sounds like the same band. It actually sounds like the same band.
Oh, what was his name? Dwayne Ruffleberry or something? I can't even remember what his lousy name was.
So listen to him read the tweets, and then you'll hear the jingle at the end.
I'm the Angry Browns fan, and I bring your post to life. This week, the Cleveland Browns beat... Wait. So the Browns beat the Vikings, but the fans online weren't sure how to react. 4 seconds into the game, and the Browns aren't losing. Keep hope alive, people. A lot of fans in Minnesota are booing. Bad idea. The Browns think they're playing a home game now. One big roller coaster ride. The Browns have put together three great 30-minute games. O'Neal Cousins better get a Twitter account because that's the only way he has a chance to block anyone. Holy turnovers, Batman! Maybe Chud got his first paycheck from the Browns this week. Only explanation for this burst of actual football on display. Deja vu times 1,000. The Browns' backup quarterback shows much potential. Quarterback controversy on the way. And that's it for this week. The next time you're angry at the Browns, use the hashtag AngryBrownsFan, and I may take your post and put it in a video. Until next time, stay angry, Cleveland.
Did you see a play you just didn't like? Pause right now, you got the ride. All the bad moves in Cleveland. Use the hashtag AngryBrownsFan.
That's great. That's freaking great. Everybody that tweets out there, but let's get this dude to read some of our shit.
Right.
Rick Singleberry and the Casual Lovers coming in at number 5 this week, Tom, with Angry Browns Fan Twitter account. Hot on the heels of their hit Blaine Gabbert All-American.
Oh, man.
That's too damn funny. Oh, hell. By the way, you know, about a half an hour ago, I said that Jimmy Crum was the color guy for the Bengals, and that would have been true 40 years ago. So it's Dave Lapham. I'm tired of sounding like an idiot on this freaking show.
I can't help you. I don't know what to
I know.
Tell
I
you.
Probably mispronounced Lapham or Lapham or Laugham or whatever.
Hey.
Hey over there. Hey, you know, these Browns, they got colored announcers. That's what I read on the internet.
Hey.
That's right there. Hey.
All right. We got to talk about this. Let me just play the clip. Boy, talk about somebody who's not had a great fantasy season, and I don't know. I'm not really surprised. He, you know, he had back issues. We talked about this. I stayed away from this guy. I'm talking about Arian Foster.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and of course they got Ben Tate, so it's not like they need to give Arian the, you know, the full load. Ben Tate's been a great running back for them anytime he gets in the game.
I tell you, I've always been afraid of Foster. I've always been afraid of Foster because of Ben Tate, man. And the fact that he stays injured most of the time. Or not most of the time, but a lot of the time.
Well, lately, yeah. And yeah. But this really has nothing to do with fantasy football or the Houston Texans. This has to do with when he was in college, and he made this comment.
I don't know if this will throw us into an NCAA investigation, but my senior year, I'll give him money on the side.
I'd say that probably will get the NCAA's attention. I don't know if they can do anything about it because, you know.
What are they going to do to him? I mean, seriously. You know what they'll do? They'll punish a bunch of kids now that have been out, that are in school 10 years after he got out.
Right. They're not going to do anything to him. You know, it's like we're hearing about all this, all these players at Oklahoma State that were getting paid, you know. And I got to believe that pissed off Dez Bryant because he's like, man, all I got was dinner from Deion Sanders. These mother effers are getting paid.
I think that he got probably a little bit more than that, but that's probably what they caught him with. However, he did take it out on that cornerback for the Rams that he shoved about 9 yards before he caught his touchdown pass. Holy crap. I bet you Michael Irvin even went, damn, that was pass interference. He was pushing off on that one. I mean, shit, dude. He didn't even try to fake that. He just shoved that dude.
Foster explains being upset in college because he had no food, no money. Now, this, I get angry about
this.
Right, right. But listen.
There was plenty of times where, you know, throughout the month, I didn't have enough for food. Our stadium had like 107,000 seats, 107,000 people buying a ticket to come watch us play. It's tough, like, just knowing that, being aware of that. There was a point where we have no food, no money, and so I called my coach, and I said, Coach, we don't have no food, man, and like, we don't have no money, and I'm hungry. Either you give us some food, or like, I'm gonna go do something stupid. And he came down, he brought like 50 tacos for like four or five of us, which is an NCAA violation. But then the next day I walk up to the facility, I see my coach pull up in a brand new Lexus.
Yeah, your coach pulled up in a brand new Lexus because he's got a job. That's his job. He gets paid to do his job. All right, there was nothing ever promised to you when you went to college, Arian. And I can't believe he said that to the coach. Either bring us some food or I'm going to go do something stupid, like I'm going to go rob somebody. Really?
Well, stupid is a broad, you know, that's a broad thing that you can do. There's a lot of things.
That's maybe, what he meant.
Maybe. But, hey, you know, the coach went to Taco Bell. You can forgive him now.
Oh, this just, this drives me nuts because.
Bunch of gorditas.
Here's the thing. I always hear, well, I can't afford it, dude. We're not allowed to work. Well, you don't need to work. You get, the average allowance for these guys is like $1,000 a month. They can have room and board if they choose. They do not have to go live somewhere else. All right?
Okay.
They don't want to live in the dorm.
But see,
they don't want to live in the dorm. Well, that's tough. Then you need to have parents with money or something. You're getting a college education. You know how many people would love to go to college that can't because they have no money? I mean, you're talking this.
Well,
No, that's the deal. You know it going in. You know the rules. They're explained to you. You know what you're allowed to do. I'm sorry if somebody thinks, I don't know, whatever they want to say about me for saying this, but this pisses me off to no end. You get a college education. You get a $1,000 monthly allowance. You get a place to live, and all you got to do is play football for 3 or 4 years. That's it. You know, put up with it. Do it for 3 or 4 years, and then you've got a college degree or an NFL career. Oh, wow.
Oh, I don't think it's so much that. See, because a college degree doesn't guarantee you jack shit anything. However, the money that he's putting into their pockets directly from those tickets that he's selling every week is cold hard cash. You know, that's the goal, right? That's the goal. So I'm not so turned off by the idea of these guys saying they want to get paid a little bit. You know, maybe
really?
Not out and out paid like professionals, but you know what I've said. I think if I had an athlete in high school, if I had a high school athlete that was awesome.
Back up. You said not out and out paid like professionals. Well, then what do you call it?
Well, I think what I would do is in terms of, I'd maybe have like incentive packages. And I would buy, if I had a kid that was that good and coming out of high school, he'd have an agent.
John. Not all schools make the same amount of money off their football programs.
Okay, but let's check this, man. What they're trying to do by having all these archaic rules is stop the big schools from being able to freaking grab the best talent all the time.
Exactly.
But they're still the big schools grabbing the best talent all the time. That freaking palace that they live in down at Alabama, that drags students over, that drags players, right? That's just like saying to the players, you know what? You could go live in the dorm over there, or you could have this locker room here on the showcase. Bob Barker is standing in front of it with his, you know, with his hot little bitches. You know what I'm saying? Those big schools, they still have the draw.
Well, the big schools
and they
do,
get it
right,
from the money.
Right. So now you're going to pay on top of it? Oh, my God. Are you
Not
serious?
Not necessarily. No. I think that the athlete deserves a little something. A little bit more than a lot of these scholarships, if you get hurt, they can take it right away and your ass is out on the street, for one. And for two, even though, yes, a college education is deemed necessary in today's society, it doesn't guarantee you nothing.
Yeah, by the way, find me one college football player who got hurt and had his scholarship taken away. Find me one.
Oh, well, you know, I'm sure I'd have to do some research here, but I'm sure that somebody out there can.
If the colleges did something like that, come on. The media, they would be persecuted to no end. All right, look.
Oh.
Look, you do this, it's going to cost you. I mean, if you started paying players, you know, who gets how much? Is there a salary cap? You're going to turn into pro football with no cap. That's what's going to happen.
Might as well. You can put rules in place. And I'm not saying you got to have an out and out salary system. I'm just saying that there's some things that they can do now, you know, other than freaking punish the school that freaking Arian Foster went to 10 years ago.
Well, you know what? Let them have jobs.
That's right.
Let them have a job. That's what they're complaining. I'm not allowed to have a job. Yeah, like you want to work anyway.
Well, you know, that I don't have a problem with. Let them have a job and then keep a monitor on that. Make them work. You know, make them work. Have a job program through the NCAA. You got tons of goddamn money. Have the job program run through the NCAA. They place you in a place. How about that?
20, 25 grand a year for college tuition. $1,000 a month allowance. There's 12. How much does it cost to room them in the dorm if that's where they want to stay? They're getting like $40,000 to $50,000 a year in cash and benefits to go play football for 3 or 4 years. Come on, man. It's ridiculous. And then they walk away with a degree as long as they do the work. I mean, look, there's 10,000 Division I college football players. Only 250 of them are going to get drafted. You know, you got to get an education at some point. You're going to need a degree.
Well, all he wanted was some tacos.
Right. All right. Let's go to break. Good God.
He needed some tacos.
But it pisses me off. I'm sorry. I mean, it really does.
I'll tell you, this will make you mad too. Did you see the map that was put up of all 50 states and the highest paid state employee in each state? And out of like 50 of them, 49 of it was football coach.
Yes. I did see that. Yep.
Or basketball coach. Yep. Football or basketball
yep.
coach. Well, that's what makes this all possible.
Like, and again, at Ohio State, yeah, the football program makes over $100 million a year, and it funds scholarships and boarding and all that for 35 other sports, you know?
And you get to show up and watch them beat the living crap out of a little bunch of freaking blind kids.
I don't
want to
hear
Florida.
It. Just like every
76
other, just like
nothing.
Every other powerhouse. I mean, Florida State beat up on some girl named Beth Cook. So don't give me that. Every powerhouse did it.
Oh, it's awful. It's awful. It's absolutely awful. It was the worst. Look, it was like watching bum fights all weekend. It was like watching Mike Tyson go get on bum fights.
Hey,
you know, he'd pick up some homeless guy and beat the shit out of him.
Hey, but you know what? Florida A&M got paid $950,000 to come up here and have 76 points hung on him, and a player won't get a dime of it.
Right. See, this is the thing. The school sells them out, man.
Go to break.
Throw them out there in the minefield.
Go to break.
Bang Radio. Radio. And now, the Food Network presents tailgating tips from the line of scrimmage with Peyton Manning.
Peyton, what's the first thing you should cook at your tailgate?
Bacon.
Mm-hmm. Great idea for early kickoffs. Peyton, what's your favorite thing to prepare before a game?
Chili.
Ever cook something other than chili and bacon?
Buffalo.
Buffalo. Anything else?
Short ox.
Short ox.
Okay, so you've got bacon, buffalo, and short ox cooking.
Bacon.
What should people tailgating make with all this meat?
Taco.
Mmm.
Taco.
Bacon, buffalo, short ox tacos, and chili.
Taco.
What should you add if you like it spicy?
Hot sauce. Hot sauce.
And now Peyton Manning moving on to dessert.
Hot sauce.
Cherry or apple pie?
Apple.
All right, apple pie for dessert. Are we forgetting anything?
Ice cream.
And you like vanilla or chocolate?
Chocolate.
And how many people do these recipes serve?
96, 18, 30.
VOTech.
For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
It's always about sex.
Sex is everything.
Sex.
Acts involving guys and women who are on the boat.
A lot of things are being said now.
Acts involving women and other women.
There are 17 Viking players who have been identified. Exciting and new. Cornerback Fred Smoot. Come aboard.
He's horny. He's got an erection.
We're expecting you.
He sure is cool, isn't he?
You will be so horny.
Life's sweetest reward.
Lap dances, nudity.
Let it flow.
Two boats. There were public acts of sex on the boat.
It floats back to you.
The indiscretions.
Genital petting.
I can't comment on that right now.
Soon we'll be making another run.
Cornerback Fred Smoot.
He's gonna suck your toes.
Promises something for everyone.
I have no comment.
Set a course for adventure. You're my number one.
Acts involving women and other women.
You will be so horny that you will be swinging from the lights.
It's an open smile.
Public sex acts.
Yeah.
On a friendly show.
Hi, this is Carmen Luvana from ClubCarmen.com, and you are listening to John and Tom from the Sexy Bang Radio Hour.
This city is what love is all about. This stadium, for 17 years, I gave everything I had. I left it all on the field. I can never thank every person that's in these stands right now. But today is September 22nd. And if you read Proverbs 22nd, it says a great name is rather chosen than all of the riches of this earth. Baltimore, what we did together, not once, but twice.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
And if you read Ray 26:1, it means pull your pants up from around thy waist. I cannot be having it. I cannot be having it, Tom. They don't let me do my dance on ESPN. They throw it over to me and I gotta sit there next to Stuart Scott and I wanna dance and I wanna eat dirt and I wanna throw it in the sky. I need a theme song by Rick Singleberry and the Casual Lovers.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, shit, Ray, man, I'll tell you what. Ray could go on there with Skip, and Skip would go, "You say it, Ray.
Hallelujah, Ray."
Yep, that's exactly what would happen. Oh.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Who was he speaking to?
The fans in Baltimore, you know.
That was pregame or some shit?
Yeah, you know, they honored him at the game because they
been gone
that
for
was
two
their,
games.
That was their first home game of the season. They were waiting to do that. Because they played in Denver and they played in Cleveland, and this time they played at home and kicked the Texans' ass.
Yeah, they did. But I kind of saw that coming, man. They're a better football team than people are giving them credit for. They talk about everything they've lost, but I don't care.
I said it at the beginning of the year. I said, don't count Baltimore out of anything. I said I didn't pick them to go to the Super Bowl, but they weren't going to suck, man.
Well, it depends on what part of Baltimore you go in, I guess.
But they did win without Jacoby Jones.
Yeah. Well, remember he got smashed anyway by the on the punt return on the first game of the year where the guy smashed right into him. But while he was injured, he has had a setback.
Yeah, he got smashed in a different way.
That's true. Yeah, he did.
He got smashed over the head with a bottle by some stripper. And, you know, if we were going to cover this story, John, I think we would do it a little bit different than, you know, ESPN or Fox Sports or NFL Network, because I've seen their coverage. But if we were going to do this on, you know, Bang Radio, yeah, WBRH, WBRH right. News, if we were going to cover it, how exactly would it go?
Well, I think it might go something like this.
Bullshit headlines from your bullshit news leader, WBRH.
Good evening, I'm Tom Lax.
And I'm John Taman.
We haven't heard from Baltimore Ravens wide receiver Jacoby Jones since week one when he sprained his MCL in Baltimore's 49-27 loss to the Denver Broncos. If you're wondering how Jones' rehab is going, it's going well enough that he was on a party bus early Monday morning with teammate Brian McKinney and a stripper named Sweet Pea, and apparently Sweet Pea and Jones didn't get along.
According to TMZ.com, Sweet Pea hit Jones over the head with a gigantic Ace of Spades bottle. After Jones was hit with the bottle, an ambulance was reportedly called for a bleeding male. According to TMZ, not only did the blow to the head hurt Jones, but he was bleeding everywhere after it happened. One of Jones's friends reportedly tried to retaliate against Sweet Pea, but McKinney stopped the friend when a fight broke out between McKinney and Jones's friend, according to TMZ.
It's not clear why Sweet Pea hit Jones over the head with the bottle. It's also not clear how big the Ace of Spades bottle was. Ace of Spades bottles come in 8 sizes, ranging from 750 milliliters to 30 liters. The whole situation occurred around 3 a.m. Eastern Time Monday. Authorities responded to the scene. However, no arrests were made.
McKinney, Jones, and several other unidentified Ravens teammates were out celebrating McKinney's 34th birthday. The Ravens were coming off a 30-9 win over the Houston Texans on Sunday night that kicked off at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
John, for breaking details on the story, we go to Harry Sphincter at Baltimore Memorial Hospital.
Thank you, Tom. This is Harry Sphincter, and it is pandemonium here in front of the emergency room here at Baltimore Memorial Hospital. There have been ambulances coming and going since I've been here. There's all sorts of hospital personnel, doctors, some sort of doctor's assistants, janitors. They're rushing all over the place, kicking me, moving me, telling me to get the hell out of the way. Something very big is obviously happening here. There's a woman with a clipboard coming this way. Ma'am, excuse me. Can you please direct me to Ravens receiver Jacoby Jones?
Get out of the way. I do not want to have to tell you again. Don't make me call security. I'm telling you.
Well,
you
as you can tell, Tom,
right
tensions
now
are running high here after Ravens receiver Jacoby Jones was admitted this morning after being shot in the head by a prostitute with a Magnum on a sex-fueled bus being driven by Ravens offensive lineman Brian McKinney.
Hang on, Harry. That's not exactly the way it happened.
Hang on, Tom. Information is moving pretty fast right now. Let me tell you what we have. Reports are that there were a number of African-American strippers and prostitutes on the sex bus. One of them could be Michelle Obama. The First Lady may have been on the bus. We've heard some talk of this,
Tom,
and we are now trying to confirm.
Tom?
Oh, now we have Bill Spleen live from Ravens headquarters.
Tom, yes, this is Bill Spleen here, and I am standing in front of Ravens headquarters, where we're expecting comments from the team to be coming soon. But I had to break in here momentarily and say that there is absolutely no truth to the rumor that the First Lady was on the sex bus. She has never been known to be a stripper or to be a prostitute, and to be perfectly frank, ever since Harry started moonlighting over at Fox News, he's been insufferable like this, and I'd like to apologize
Tom,
to our
Tom, listeners. Once again, Harry Sphincter here. We are now hearing reports that the champagne bottle that hit Jacoby Jones in the head might have been ordered by high up in the Obama administration. There's talk that they're running around here that there may indeed be a false flag operation being carried out right now to draw attention away from the absolute clusterfuck of Benghazi.
Oh, for God's sakes, Harry, give it a rest. This is absolutely ridiculous. It's a simple case of booze and sex. It's tawdry enough. You don't need to drag
Tom, I have found Jacoby Jones. Tom, I have been randomly roaming the halls here at Baltimore Memorial Hospital, and I have found his room. Jacoby, wake up. This is Harry Sphincter, Bang Radio Hour News. Can you please tell us in your own words what happened on the sex bus last night?
That bitch hit me in my head.
Yes. Can you confirm if that bitch was indeed First Lady Michelle Obama?
Sir?
Not right
sir.
Now, lady.
Security.
The American people deserve to know
sir.
The truth.
All right, buddy, that's enough.
Get your hands off of me, you
sir.
Big ape.
Let's do this the easy way.
Tom, this is Harry Sphincter, and I'm currently being thrown off the premises of the Baltimore Memorial Hospital for exposing the truth about Barack Obama and his involvement on this sex bus cruise and his wife smashing his guts. Get off my goddamn arm.
See, I didn't warn you.
This is Harry Sphincter. Back to you.
Thank you, Harry. Well, John, what do you make of that?
Well, Tom, it would seem that we've got a mystery on our hands as to just what might be going down on this supposed sex bus of the Baltimore Ravens. Well, we've got reports of possible presidential involvement, and perhaps maybe some bail money might be in order for our reporter, Mr. Sphincter, but we're going to try to be running down those details as soon as we can find anybody to corroborate these facts or made-up bullshit,
Pardon me, John. Let me interrupt here, if I may. I understand that on the phone, we have the stripper who is at the center of all of this brouhaha, Sweet Pea. Sweet Pea, welcome to WBRH News.
Thank you, Tom. And now, look, let me say this first off. We're going to get this straight and right out of the way. I am not no stripper. I am an exotic dancer and an apparel removal technician.
Oh, okay. An exotic dancer and apparel removal technician.
That's right.
So you were on the bus and you were doing your act.
My job, Tom. My job. I am a technician, you know. I study for this. I study many years for this. I've been taking clothes off for a long time, and I deserve my respect for my advanced degree.
You have a degree?
Yeah, I got a degree. I done graduated with honors from the Peanut Washburn Academy for Advanced Hoes. I done earned my PhD degree in bootyology.
All right, I'm not even going to ask. So you're on the bus doing your job. And what happened? Why did you hit Jacoby Jones over the head with a champagne bottle?
I. So, like, you know, like, I'm there, and, you know, like, Shaniqua, she there, and, you know, we like, be doing our job with this dude, right? You know, and that fool start calling, yo, bitch with the blonde hair. Now, let me tell you, man, any old bitch can be having a blonde wig and shit, right? But I earned mines. Mines ain't no wig. Mines is weaved right in there tight, right? And I studied for a long time to have this here blonde hair. And then he said it again, yo, bitch. And I turned around and said, nigga, this is Dr. Bitch to you. And I hit him right on his head.
Oh, my. Well, then what happened?
Well, you know, then, like, he started yelling and hollering and bleeding all over the place, and the dude that I left, Shaniqua, if he started laughing, and then when there was sperm flying all over the place, and I was like, yo, Shaniqua, don't be spraying that shit everywhere. Get a rubber
all right,
shit.
All right, we get the picture.
Right. I mean, it was not pretty. Let me tell you what, I just got my hair weaved. You know how hard it is to wash that acrylic stuff?
So you hit him on the head, he started yelling and bleeding, and then what?
Well, all of a sudden, me and Shaniqua and Tanisha and Lakita, we out on the corner. For what? For what? I ain't even getting paid.
Okay, thank you, Sweet Pea. I'd love to find out more, but we are short on time, and it appears we have an expert in Bryant McKinney sex cruises on the line, Mr. Fred Smoot. Fred, can you hear me okay?
Yep, Tom, did be Fred Smoot be come in now with expert commentary, and I'll be hearing you but just fine.
Okay, Fred, now you go way back with Mr. McKinney, including the Lake Minnetonka sex cruise party with the Minnesota Vikings.
Make Minnetonka sex cruise crimes that's supposed to be going on in there. You ain't not gonna have no new proof about nothing there. The only thing anybody found was a couple of oven mitts and a double hepa dildo. Oh. But they ain't been able to ever tie nothing like that to me except for maybe some stuff like on, you know, like TMZ or something like that.
Okay,
but
well,
yeah, I'll be no Brian McKinney. Brian McKinney, man, Brian McKinney, he be all right, man. Sometimes he be coming over my house. He be bringing them girls over my house back where I used to live back in Sergeant Slaughter. And man, he be bringing them girls over. And I say, yo, bitch, cut the grass. And they never did. They never did.
Okay, so had you ever met this Sweet Pea, this apparel removal technician that hit Jacoby Jones over the head?
Well, apparel removal. She a cum removal technician. Everybody in the NFL knows Sweet Pea. I'm going to tell you what, you know, I only done it once because I found out, you know, that Jason Taylor been there. That's just kind of weird.
Hmm. Well, Bryant McKinney seems to have a knack for getting his teammates into these situations, doesn't he?
I'm telling you what, man. Anytime I ever see that Bryant McKinney going anywhere, I don't try to go no more. Because you know what? I was going on out of that boat there. I had to go do some fishing. You know, me and maybe the dump at Culpepper, we was going to play some dipes up there on the front of the boat, you know. And then all of a sudden, there you got Bryant McKinney and all his hoes, man. And they'd be humping all over the damn place and throwing around that bubble dabba dildo and all that stuff. So I completely can't commiserate with Jabobi Jones about what happened with the big man and the champagne upside his head that girl put on him. I completely could understand, because all of a sudden, man, shit just go crazy.
Well, had you ever noticed anything about his parties before that would lead you to believe violence might occur?
Well, he do pass out, you know, oven mitts. I don't know why, but I guess it's for fingerprints.
Well, Fred, we appreciate you taking the time to discuss this major breaking story out of Baltimore. Thank you so much.
I'd be happy to join you anytime, Todd, because my expert commentary is always welcome everywhere I put it.
Thank you, Fred. And there you have it, John. Pretty much everything on this situation with Jabobi Jones getting hit over the head with a bottle by one Sweet Pea apparel removal technician.
Tell you what, Tom, if it was up to me and I was in the NFL, I think I'd just keep it in my pants.
That is good advice, John. This is WBRH News. Thank you for watching, everyone. Have a great evening.
Bullshit Headlines from your bullshit news leader, WBRH.
There you go.
There it is. And that's how you would get the story from WBRH News, man.
I believe, I think that probably would be a highly rated cable news channel.
I think we would be number one in every market.
Instantly. We'd be battling out with Al Jazeera for credibility.
All right, we got any email, man?
Let me see what we got as far as emails go in the email box. We do have a few emails in here. One comes from our buddy Louis Cipher.
Louis.
Old-time, long-time friend Louis Cipher says, Mark Trestman has to be the creepiest motherfucker in the NFL.
He is, man. He is. I agree with you all the way on that, Louis.
Everything about him screams stranger danger. From his hat pulled down just above his eyes, stoic posture, and focused stare, this is the kind of guy that our parents warned us about. I swear I've seen this guy scoping out local elementary schools. That said, Trestman does have two pretty cute daughters. Oh, shit, now I feel creepy for looking at them. I hope they're over 18. Anyway, fuck the Bears and their creepy coach. Fuck Chicago and fuck the Wrigley Company for changing the green Skittle to green apple. Hey, asshats, they're no longer original Skittle if you change the flavor. Damn, Lou has got it going on, and he knows what to say. He had something in mind, and he got it. I haven't taken that close of a look at Mark Trestman, because he maybe hasn't been hanging around in my neighborhood.
I remember when, he started out, he became the... Did he become the 49ers offensive coordinator back in the 90s? I remember. And he was working on computers before that or something. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. It seems like that's what I remember.
I think he was definitely out of football, and he was working. Yeah, I don't know that it was with computers or selling something.
Something. Yeah, but I don't know. Programming, I don't know. But he's a smart guy. I know that.
He's a smart guy. That's how you stop from getting caught.
I just hope there's not, like, kids locked up in his basement or something.
Does he live in Ohio? I don't know.
Oh, no. I know who you're talking about. You know that guy killed himself.
Yeah, I know. And that's fine with me.
Right. Save the tax dollars. That's good. Right. Go. Although it was kind of too good for him, you know.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm dead as dead as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
On the Facebook page, Jamie Massey wants us to do an update of the Pick'em League, including best names. And frankly, we started yelling at each other about college football, and now we don't have time.
I'll tell you what, so, we'll lead off with both the Gridiron Challenge and the Pick'em standings next week.
Yeah, we'll do that. All right. Let's see. Grimwood Civilis would rather us not, because his post is fuck the Pick'em League. So I guess he's not doing so good.
I had a horrible week, I can tell you that.
I had a pretty good week, I think. I haven't checked it yet.
I think
I did pretty good.
I think I went like 7-9, maybe 6-10. It was bad.
No, I think I did better than that. Bill Gartner says the Giants are almost as bad as the Redskins defense. Almost. Stuart Reeve, Reevesy, checking in. Just wanted to say, hey, it's been a while since I've been here. And hey, Reevesy, how's it going? I guess
what's up?
Oh, the official show niece, Chloe. She's going to be about 1 year old here soon, I would imagine. She's almost on her first birthday. That's cool. So tell her we said hello. Heard that the Giants are 6-point underdogs against the bye.
And don't let her anywhere near Mark Trussman.
Or John Tilliard.
Oh,
what? He'll make her watch My Little Pony.
Tilliard.
Ah, yeah. All right. Jared Wilson says, remember Maurice Claret? That guy was a laugh and a half. Yeah, I understand he was trying to get the Giants to give him a call, but that didn't work out.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about Mr. Maurice Claret.
All right.
He's doing great things. He comes in on our morning show on Loper and Randy in the morning all the time. He's been in our studio on our show several times already. Really nice guy. There's a lot that the public doesn't know about everything that went down with that, about everything
we talked about.
Well, there's other stuff that I have that I have found out. And
as long as he didn't tell you any names, you're all right.
It's not my story to tell, and I know there's two sides to every story, but I've heard, you know, the side of the administration, and I've heard his side.
Oh,
it's just
they should have brought him the tacos,
right?
That's all that they had to do. Show up in a freaking Lexus with 50 tacos. He'll shut up.
There's so much that people don't know that went down. And it's
see if he'll come on the show.
I you know what? I can't do it. I can't do it.
Oh, we wouldn't have to talk about it, but just have him come on anyway.
Well, I might. If he wants to come on and talk about it, that'd be great. And I will ask him if he would be willing to do that. He might. I tell you what, it would be huge news if he did it.
As long as it doesn't get any gangsters after me.
He didn't tell this story on the air.
Okay.
He didn't. But I'm just telling you, there is a lot that people don't know, and they would go, wow, really? That's it. And that's about all I can tell you. But I will ask him.
Maybe we'll set Harry Sphincter after him. All right, let's see here. Active Zoe says, offensive starters for the L.A. Kiss, Tim Tebow, Maurice Claret, and Terrell Owens. All right, everybody has to go online and look up new Raiders mascot and look at this stupid-looking thing. It looks like a fucking Pokemon. It does. It looks like a freaking Pokemon. John Tilliard says, I hear they are planning a movie about Kurt Warner. I pity who has to play Brenda. Who has to play Brenda? Who plays Brenda Warner?
In the movie?
They got to go back and get one of these giant tit women from the 90s.
What about Ellen? Ellen DeGeneres.
She doesn't have any tits. But she doesn't shut up, so that's good.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking of who might look like Brenda Warner.
You know, you really don't have to have her look like it. Just make her never shut up.
She did change her whole look, didn't she?
She did. She went from a shrew that never shut up to a big, giant, big-titted woman that never shut up.
Well, Ellen never shuts up.
I know, but she dances. So give her some big, giant tits, and let's see how it works. I think that's the answer to your question, Tilliard.
Aren't you forgetting something, sweetie?
Oh, yeah. You look nice today, honey.
Yeah, man. She almost looked like a woman today. Oh, is this thing on? Oh, damn, man, I'm sorry, Brenda, oh, man.
Eric Thutt says, all I have to say is Peyton Manning is the ugliest watermelon head-looking thing ever. He makes Rocky Dennis look beautiful. Okay. He's going to make me say his name again. Aldemaro Narvaez. I got it that time. Aldemaro Narvaez. My sources in the Giants... Well, shit, if he's going to put his name up there, my sources in the Giants locker room have alerted me that there are three current tunnels being dug under the Meadowlands. Isn't the Meadowlands gone? They're going to dig the freaking tunnel into the parking lot. The dirt from the tunnels named Clink Schultz and Hockstetter will be spread throughout the field on game day without the knowledge of Colonel Coughlin. When complete, all the team has to do is free David Wilson from the cooler and bolt for unoccupied France. Did you notice that my running back, Wilson, scored his first touchdown this weekend only to have it called back after he did two backflips in the end zone?
David Wilson.
I'm done with him. He's done.
David Wilson.
He's done.
He's done. My first freaking pick in the draft. And yeah, Scott Gaffney says, fuck you, Mike McCarthy. And that's what we have this week.
My brother-in-law was at the Bengals game.
Uh-huh.
And he said there were more Packers fans than Bengals fans, and he was so sick of hearing that "Go Pack, Go" chant.
Oh, it's annoying. What do they say in Denver when there's a three and out? When somebody punts, do they say?
Oh, I can't remember. I can't remember what it is.
It's probably something stupid like "Have a seat, take a seat," something stupid like that. But I don't
know what it is. No, it's not stupid. Actually, it makes perfect sense. I just can't remember what it is. Damn
KFC
it.
Would make perfect sense. Go Pack Go, that is a pretty obnoxious one.
Yeah, especially when it's not their stadium, when it's in your stadium. And you can hear it all over the stadium. Yeah. That's pretty bad. But well, I bet they shut that up in the end, didn't they?
Yeah, well, somebody was yelling, go, go, go. Play them again.
Rodgers has it. Gives to Franklin. He
does. No,
I don't think he got it. I don't think he got it. The ball is out. The Bengals have scooped it up. Terrence Newman running back to the 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown. Will it stand? Terrence Newman takes it back. Nearly 70 yards.
Terrence Newman.
Right.
Terrence Newman. Terrence
Newman.
Terrence Newman.
Tell him, Michael.
Terrence Newman.
You know, while he's doing that, he's grabbing a hold of the other guy, right?
Yeah, exactly.
He's grabbing him and punching him. Go, go.
Exactly. All right, go All to right. the
We're way over
Facebook
time. They're holding
page.
Up the Artie Lang show for us over there on Dakota FM. So,
go to the Facebook page.
Yeah. Hit the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour Facebook page and use the Bang Radio Hour new website. And look, for some reason, iTunes is not downloading to mobile devices at the moment. It's only downloading from the desktop application. So don't fret if you haven't seen the show on your iTunes. You can still go get it. I just don't know what the frickin' problem is.
Refresh.
Right. And we are currently also working on the app, so you know how that goes.
I know. Sorry. Yeah. It's all
We're
gone.
Working on it.
It's going to happen.
Yeah,
you know, I suppose you can demand your money back, but
well, you could actually send us some.
Yeah,
hit that
please.
Donation button. I don't even know if the one on the new website works yet.
Hey, look, we can't pay rent. We got no food. We need tacos, man. Send us donations.
Don't let us go out and do something stupid, man.
Right? Don't have the NCAA investigating us. Come on.
That's right. Step up, boys. All right, we'll get that app for you. Step on up to the plate.
We'll do it again next time.
Later.
Did you see a play? You just didn't like. Pulse right now. You got the ride, all the bad moves in Cleveland. Use a hashtag Angry Browns Fan.
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour as well as Bang Cartoons.
BangCartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm the mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
I'm getting strawberry notes.
And a flutter of sweetness.
Without adding sugar.
Clever.
It is.
Yasukis uses a lactose-reduced milk
that enhances flavor without adding sugar or artificial sweeteners.
Mmm, milky deliciousness.
And packed full of goodness.
Very clever.
Strawberry Yasukis supports change for life.
Yasu, shake it up!
Contains naturally occurring sugars.
Milk is a source of calcium, which is needed for the maintenance of normal bones.